No, no,
relating
yeah.
it to
a little bit abusive. Can you apologize to Bruno right
no,
now?
No, it's not abusive, bro. That's oh, crazy. You want to go dictionary? You want to go dictionary?
He's cyberbullying.
Let's not go to dictionary. Let's bring it back. No. Let's bring it back. What did the comments say?
A practice or phenomenon perceived to be evil or destructive and hard to contain or eradicate. It's an English word.
Definitely
in English
hard
dictionary.
To contain.
From you today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 6 Yard Box Podcast. This is episode 65. It's the 65th edition
just really
of
just every week.
He's just depressed. Like,
no,
I
it was just an extra little. Yes, sir.
Fair enough.
I'll take it. This is the 65th edition of the 6 Yard Box
edition.
Podcast. Hello, everybody. Woo! It's been a pretty casual weekend.
What are
footy.
We doing for 100? My question.
Ooh, that's a good question. We got a long way to go,
Do we?
I wanna be forever young.
All right, let's leave the singing to me. low key, we should do like 100 like on location. We should take a trip somewhere.
Yeah, a little Ooh. Spain trip. Bernabeu.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Doncaster.
Okay.
I'm 0 for 2 today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been an all right week in footy. Obviously, Champions League last week is a little bit behind, but there's one game in particular that we really have to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, bro, it's outdated. We're not talking about it anymore.
No, we are.
No, we've had our conversation on the group chat. We're not talking about it
Yeah, but not
again.
Barely. Bro, the fact you got out of watching that in person is so lucky.
Why is man eating chicken biryani while we're losing to Porto? Oh, that's really funny. Let's go around the table in reverse order today. Antoine.
Oh my God.
How are you doing?
I'm not used to being introduced first. I'm very good, guys. How are you?
I'm good. I like going to him because he asked me back how I'm doing. Like yourself? Yeah.
I mean, I would like responses back every now and again, too.
See, Blake is always the second guy in line.
Yeah.
He's never first.
Yeah, I would like responses back too. And specifically from everyone in this group chat, like for everyone, and not really Miles, specifically from you two, and specifically from Julian as well, but that's a different topic. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, I'm doing good. Besides the fact that you two hate me and never respond to me on my...
We respond to you more on the group chat than he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like big picture?
Like most messages sent in the group chat, I think you're first.
Like,
and then it's us two, and then it's him.
Dwight McNeil just put in a good performance this weekend, but does that mean he's the best winger in the Prem?
Okay, fair.
Exactly.
All I saw when I opened that group chat is just you guys just pushing the Arsenal agenda on. It's just fucking
Because
railing it in our heads.
Again, I have a lot more to say about that because if Lamine Yamal did what Saka did this weekend, you guys would have been glazing the fuck out of him, but he didn't, and Saka did. And you guys said absolutely nothing. But if it was Lamine Yamal, you'd be like, oh my God, he's so good. He's the best winger in the world.
We never said Saka was bad, brother. Like, we never.
Yeah, we don't give him his credit. No one gives him his credit because he's Saka.
We'll give Saka his credit. Lamine Yamal's better, though.
Oh my God. Just go. You're so wrong.
And Miles, I saved you for last. Coming to Miles for the only time this episode.
Yeah. Thanks. No. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Tell them a bit about your weekend.
Oh, yeah, my weekend was good.
Some Avion points used?
Yeah, it's definitely fair to say. I went to New York, had a nice time.
Where'd you go?
New York.
No, why?
Oh, it was my grandfather's 85th birthday.
Nice. Yeah. Big up. Happy
very
birthday.
Nice. Yeah, so it was good. But, you know, I must say, for anyone listening, if you live in Canada and you do happen to be in the States and you don't get a chance to watch the games, the highlights, NBC Sports highlights, oh my God, so good. They're like 15 really? Minutes long no matter what the outcome of the games were. You get the lineups, you get everything that happened, and you get like good replays of the goals as well.
Nice.
So
2-minute FUBO compilation.
Yeah, especially than the 5-minute FUBO. So next time, whenever you guys are in the States, if you do happen to miss the game because you don't have a PK, whatever, you will always watch it live. Watch the highlights.
There you go.
So, yeah.
It's just flexing
on
us.
There you go.
Please.
Yeah,
oh my
true,
God.
True. We do. Your 5-minute highlight patches are great, Fubos. Please sponsor.
Yeah, please. Okay.
Woke up what time today?
I woke up at like 5:30.
God damn.
But I snuck in quite a few naps throughout the day.
There you
day,
go.
So
love that.
I'll be able to make it through the pod, that's for sure.
I like to do it, babe. bit of a different format for this episode. You want to start with FPL roundup?
Blake is very happy with his FPL team. So
I don't want to do it. Someone else do it because like, no one else.
Brother, you put the idea forward to do it.
I know. I just want. Okay, I can do it. I can do that. I just want someone to like. You know,
you should lead because like it's your week.
I just want someone to give me my credit. You know what I'm saying?
We're here to give you your credit. Don't worry.
I actually don't deserve any credit, bro. No one did anything besides two players.
Is that true? We will get into that.
Yeah, anyway, let me.
Great radio. All right, let's get into the FPL roundup here. Just pull it up. Let me just get it. All right, so sorry,
can I say something? This is really funny. So you guys know Sam? Like our Sam,
yeah.
He has a football a baseball page for the Guardians, like a baseball news page for the Guardians.
He has it.
Like it's okay. His, and he has like 70,000 followers. It's a really big page. It's a good page, and a bunch of the players follow it too. So the guy Emmanuel Clase, who just blew the save, who just gave up the 3-run home run that lost in the game, just like one of the recent posts that Sam did. So Sam just texted me. He goes, "Bro, blew the game, then hopped onto everything Guardians real quick." That's so valid.
What was the post? Was it the lost post?
No, it might have just been like the catch that Kwan made.
That's crazy. Anyway,
shout out Sam, love you, dude.
FPL roundup, fourth place this week. None other than no more Mr. Rice Kai.
No surprise.
Fourth place in the name too, as we said last week. No surprise. 41 points. Only two players popped off this week for him. Saka with 16. Pretty much, I think we all had them, right?
Yeah.
We all had Saka and Trent with 8 points. The rest. Nothing. I don't know why you have Vardy in your team. We have
can
to talk about that.
Can you?
No, I had Vardy too.
Yeah,
so.
But no.
Tell them the transfer you made this week. Who'd you bring in?
Oh, I don't remember.
Do you remember?
Looking at it right now.
Who is it?
Take a wild guess. A good cheap midfielder. You know,
Morgan Rogers.
You need production like off your bench maybe for
Morgan
depth.
Rogers.
He's Bissouma. Okay. Well,
wait, really? Shut up. Wait, I did?
Dude, what?
You brought in Bissouma. You brought in the center defensive midfielder.
Oh, my God.
Miles.
Who do you think you got?
I thought I... Hold on.
Into the mic.
Sorry.
How do you accidentally buy it?
It's right in front of me. 11 minutes played, 1 point this week. That's a great transfer.
Yeah, that's a crazy. Miles.
Who did you beat to bring in, brother?
Crazy transfer.
Well, at the same time, I didn't start him. But
so, I know. But then it's just useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Who did I?
What are you?
Can I look
for?
At?
Because if you're not going to transfer in,
is there like
start,
a way I can look at the history?
A nice defensive midfielder for Miles. Love that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't start?
Well, who did I take out? That's the question.
You took out.
Can you figure that out?
You took out Onana.
Yeah.
Really going from
DM
really
for a DM. Her. Wow. That's crazy.
Oh,
that's insane.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize.
Right, third place this week, we had Roll of the Dice with 50 points. That's Julian Bentancourt.
Not my proudest week.
Not my proudest.
But I'm proud of my transfers.
Yeah?
And I get to roll now.
Talk about your transfers, Julian.
So I had a dilemma because I
all
had...
All right.
So I had Watkins, I had Watkins, Salah, and Saka, and I needed to upgrade to Haaland because... Let's be real. You don't want to go more than 1 week without Haaland, right?
Yeah, I know that.
So I had to upgrade Watkins, and I had to downgrade Salah. So I was going to go over to Luis Diaz, right? But then I see rumors that Luis Diaz is going to start. I'm like, damn, who's the next best guy I can bring in? Cole Palmer, of course.
You had the budget for that? That's crazy.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh.
I had to find budget somewhere else to fit Cole Palmer into the team. So I had to sell Trent.
Mm.
By Brian Rico Lewis, who delivered this week.
Did he, though? 4 points.
4 point. He got an assist.
Brother.
That's he got an assist.
How many points did...
Trent got double
how many
his points.
Points in
Trent got double his points. Yeah. But Cole Palmer delivered. Haaland was my captain, but he was a disappointment. But he was everyone's disappointment, so it doesn't matter that much.
Mine.
That's true. And I had to take a -4, but we're fine. Because I'm proud of this lineup.
Game's a game. There you go.
Game's a game. And Mbeumo, 8 points. Palmer, 6 points. And
yep.
Saka, 16 points. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the third this week, and it's Macaroni and Cheese. Great name, by the way. I don't know who came up with that. Alexander Arnold with 8 points. Saka, 16 points. And again, that's literally it. Solanke got an assist for 5 points. This week, I brought in
Solanke
Navi.
Solanke scored. No?
No, he got an assist. I
thought he scored.
Did he score? No, he got an assist.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that, like,
my bad.
Interrupting my flow.
I apologize.
This week I brought in Mavididi for Luis Diaz and he didn't do shit.
Who?
Mavididi.
Who?
Steffi Mavididi.
Who? Where does he play?
He plays for Leicester.
Oh my God.
No, where? What position?
You're supposed to do Steffi Mavidi.
Steffi Mavidi.
There you go.
Anyways,
League of Legends, does he play?
He's a right winger. But he's a midfielder on the game, so obviously. Okay. More returns, though. Anyways. Number one this week. Very rare number one performance.
The comeback is
Because he's still fourth in the standings.
It's how many points behind Miles?
Shia Badia Shile. 57 points this week, just one off second place. And he is, my math is not very good, but it's looking like 68 points, I believe.
Hey, it was like 80... It was like 100 2 weeks
slowly
ago.
Slowly making your way up. Yeah. However, it's not very hard catching a Miles up. Anyways, the bold decision this week to go against the bookies and captain Saka, who delivered you 32 points.
That was massive.
And that's everyone.
Digne.
Digne clean sheet. And that's it.
Yeah.
But 57 points, it works.
You don't have Trent?
No.
Wow.
See, Blake is...
It's all adding up.
Who'd you bring in this week, Blake?
I think this week I brought in...
You know who you brought in.
No, I actually don't know.
Nicholas.
Oh, Jackson.
I did. So why?
No, I think I brought in Jackson and Saka for this week. I think it was the first week I... Because it was... Mm. Right, Julian, can you fact check that?
Yep. Last week you had Salah and...
And Welbeck.
Yep. And now you... Yeah, you transferred them both out.
Saka and Nicholas Jackson, so...
You should have kept Welbeck. He scored.
I know.
Up to 6.6 million overall. Good stuff, man.
Hey, just wait.
Just wait. Very rough. But yeah, I think that has to do with that. That's pretty much it for the roundup. Mm-hmm. Shia Badia Shile in fourth place. No more Mr. Nice Kai in third place. Roll of the Dice in third place. And second place. And of course, Macaroni and Cheese in first place. As always. Come on.
Good shit. Good energy on that.
Thank you.
Let's bring it down. Arsenal versus PSG.
Yes. We can be quick.
Like,
because you said we didn't play well.
No, you didn't. You objectively did not play well.
You guys objectively played terrible. You did nothing the whole game.
When did I say we played well?
But then we obviously played well enough.
You played better than us, but that wasn't a hard task to do. And when I watched the game with a cold head after my anger was gone from watching that shit show at 3 p.m., I realized that you guys didn't have a spectacular game.
Not spectacular game, a good game though.
No, not even.
It wasn't the
Arsenal standard that I was used to seeing this season.
What, go up two goals and just defend? That's pretty much our...
Go up two goals from the only two chances that you had.
We have more chances.
The only two big spells that you had.
Okay.
And then defensively, sure, you played well, but it wasn't... You guys usually dominate the ball. You usually play passes around everyone, run circles around teams you play against. Brother, you played a League One team who you say... Is overrated and we
won.
And you won.
And we won 2-0 and they didn't have a sniff in the game.
I don't understand what the argument is. I'm not talking about the result. I'm talking the way you played.
But we played fine. Like you can have your opinion on it. Every Arsenal fan is so cool with how we played, so you're good.
Yeah, because obviously when you're watching the game and you're winning, you're seeing all the positives. Brother,
there were some negatives.
If you rewatch the game today with a cool head, I promise you, you're not gonna think you played well.
I mean the first half we played very, very strong.
You played a decent first half and a moderate second half.
I do see where he's coming from. Because watching the game with you two, I can't even judge this game because the way that every single play, no matter how insignificant an Arsenal player would do, you guys are high.
No, like we'll make a
like
tackle.
Jumping in front of the TV.
No, you're just...
So Declan Rice, he grabbed... So he got the ball off like a Raya throw, whatever. And then he's just running down the left wing. Like, not like through anybody. Oh, not like...
I do remember that.
But
it was
like,
a good
there's
run!
Like, there's like two players like adjacent to him. And they're just like catching up to him. Kind of just like shepherding him to the far left corner. And then...
It was a good
run.
It was
the way he was kind of just jogging with it down the pitch. Like, look at the way he's just running through the team right now.
Bro, he is. Because Declan Rice gets so much hate, but people just, that's a little
when
thing.
When does he ever get hate?
Bro, are you
the only time he actually got hate was the Euro.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't even for Arsenal.
Bro, I just watched a TikTok today where he said most overrated 11 and Declan Rice was on that list. That's crazy.
How does that hurt your feelings, bro? It's a random guy talking
doesn't
about
hurt
an overrated
my I'm just saying he gets hate.
He doesn't get hate, bro. He's
bro,
a good CDM.
You're crazy.
He does not get hate.
You're actually insane.
By the way, I'm sorry to say this, guys, but a part of me is kind of thankful that I didn't watch it with you guys.
Yeah.
Because I would have been fucking fuming.
That's I know fair. He didn't want to.
Also, oh my God. I've been waiting to say this for so long. I need to show you. Where's my phone? No. Oh my God. Jurrien Timber fucking cooked your shitty ass left winger. You said he was going to get cooked, and he fucking cooked your winger. Barkalov didn't have a sniff in the game. The guy who said, oh, I bet you everyone who's watching the game, yeah, Barkalov's going to cook him. They think Barkalov's going to cook him. No. My right back, Jurrien Timber, fucking cooked your fucking left winger. So I need you to apologize right now on camera and say you were wrong, because you were wrong. Say it.
Okay.
Yeah, see, he thought he'd get a laugh there, but he knows that he got cooked. That's why.
You thought you would get the reaction you wanted.
Well, I mean, I probably should, because you were just blatantly wrong. Like, just absolutely.
That happens, doesn't it?
I know, but it's just like, it's just a terrible take. Like, just a terrible take.
It's life, isn't it?
It's not life. It's just, you're just wrong. Like that.
Well, Barkle is the better player, so it was a fine take.
I mean,
it was a prediction gone wrong. But he was wrong.
Yeah, but he was so confident he would get cooked, and it was nowhere near that. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh, we saw what happened. Like, you don't have to find it.
No, I want to find the stat. It's been a week. He won 100% of his tackles, 100% of passes. Mm-hmm. Like, he played like an insane.
Yeah, Barkle must have received the ball there like three times, and attempted like one dribble on him.
Okay, and the one dribble that he did,
so obviously it's 100%.
But he's like, fuck. But he's. You know, he's better than him, apparently, so he should probably, you know, win that battle. But anyway.
Objectively speaking, he is. But
yeah, exactly.
Jurrien Timber was 2 out of 2 tackles, so technically 100%, sure. One interception, 3 defensive actions, that being 3 recoveries.
W.
3 for 3 on ground duels, 2 for 3 on aerial duels.
W. Sound like a great game to me.
Yeah. No, it didn't. I mean... Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to find it. Don't worry.
He only played 45 minutes, too.
Yeah, is he injured or what?
Yeah, he was injured. Yeah. 100 dribbles completed, 100% tackles won. 100%
yeah, he just drums. Said that. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a hater.
He just said that.
Bro, around the hour mark, I got in the corner, whatever. I go, oh, Desiree Doué got subbed on. And Blake is like, oh, no, he's been playing the whole time.
Yeah.
Everyone was shit.
I did not notice him.
I think you should just focus on your team before you like.
When am I not focused on my team?
You just did. You're talking about how we play like shit.
I mean, you did.
But just focus on your own team.
I mean, if we put in a performance like that, this.
It was just, but really. Also, we didn't allow you anything. We were very. Okay, you had a couple posts. Like you had the one. What happened? There was like a long shot, maybe.
Someone hit the crossbar.
And then the one corner. Fair enough.
A couple long shots. Yeah.
But other than that, like there is really nothing. Like Martinelli should have scored a couple goals.
In terms of quality of chances, it wasn't really.
Also, good. Martinelli. There's another player who's fucking back after you guys slated
clinical.
Huh?
Clinical. Huh?
I mean, he's looking more clinical than he was 3 weeks ago. I'll give you that.
What did he do at the weekend?
He scored.
But like, what was the goal?
It was actually a nice goal.
It was a nice goal.
It was a nice goal.
I haven't seen it. What was it?
The classic,
but him being back for 1 week doesn't mean like.
Well, no, he scored against Leicester too. Isn't another good goal.
Against Leicester and Southampton, 2 teams in the Championship last season.
Still better than your whole fucking league. So
we do not need to pull up actually, the big team.
I know. Like Barcola
scored
know.
Against.
Okay, like, we can get off this conversation. Anyway, Arsenal looking good in the Champions League.
Low block is good, guys.
You just want to get a reaction. Like, it's okay. I understand that you're
2 goals and low block.
I understand you're. Yeah, that's how you win a fucking game
against a more talented team.
Move on. Well, don't even get the light.
It's just
okay. I mean, if we went, I mean, we didn't play for player last week.
Well, yeah,
you won 6-5.
It's just pathetic. Isn't it?
We did win
6-5. Pathetic. Like the what you're trying to do right now is just pathetic.
No one's so gonna remember the
take your win graciously. First of all, because let me just say, you called me 0.1 second after the final whistle was blown.
Because you need talking your charger.
To me
you
like
need
you're need like your no, charger. This is literally what you said. No, don't do the charger thing. Don't do that because you called me 0.1 seconds after, and you were like, "You good, bro? Everything okay, bro?" Yeah, and I was like, "Yeah, dude, I'm like."
Because you were trying to egg
me
on.
You
us.
Were trying to get a reaction out of me.
Yeah, because you were out of
and then you're telling
us.
Me to take my L graciously. Yes. You need to take your win graciously.
I did.
Don't do that.
Then you
don't
started coming at my team.
Don't
bro.
Do that.
I came.
Don't
bro.
Do that. And that's precisely why I was coming after your team, because of that shit. Don't pull that shit.
It was really funny.
Don't do that.
It did get to me a little bit watching the game with these two.
Yeah,
brain like rot. I called you at halftime. Yeah, that was funny.
Bro said I need to take a call. Fuck off.
I mean, he's done that with me all the time. So I actually thought it was a real call. That's why it was. That's why.
Anyway. He comes out the room. He's like, "Oh, it's just Antoine."
Because I knew if I told you I was calling Antoine, you guys would come like,
"Bro, it's fine. Whatever. We won the game, and I'm happy. Like, sorry.
Maybe graciously.
Maybe also. I was a little dickish, but you also got out of like losing the game. Like, there's a bit of banter in football. Like, you can. It's okay.
Oh, by the way, the PSG fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Ultras, really love them.
Walk. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, louder than Arsenal fans.
See what I mean? Yeah, what speaks louder, your fans or the 2-0 result? Calma. Fucking calma.
I mean, if our fans outsing you in your own stadium, like, come on.
And maybe win a fucking game.
Okay, well.
Just win a game.
Let me win the game. Let me get my own small wins. Like,
no.
Like, fuck.
No.
We went up against the runners up in the Premier in the best league in the world at their stadium.
Let's be honest. Did the game go anything like? Did it defy expectations at all?
Yeah. When did I say you were gonna win?
Like,
talk to me about Donnarumma real quick.
Oh my god.
And then we'll move on.
It's just
every time I watch that Donnie, he just. Oh my god.
And the thing is, for you, it's different because you only watch him
exactly
in the Champions League
when the lights are brightest.
In Liga, he makes me think he's like one of the best keepers in the world, and then pulls that shit in the Champions League. He's at fault for both goals, by the way. I don't care what anyone says.
I think the first goal is just like very hard decision.
The first goal, it's him and Pacho, our center back.
Yeah,
they're both at fault.
Yeah,
but he also needs to read the direction of the ball.
Sure,
he's a goalkeeper at the end of the day. That's what he does for a living. Second goal.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
It's just like he sets such a high standard in the league, and then. Completely plummets. I can't tell you for how many years he's been doing the same exact thing in the Champions League. In 2021, when Real Madrid did that remontada, you good?
Yeah, I'm.
You good?
I'm doing my poster.
He's doing his rounds.
Doing my rounds to make sure that
you're doing your thumbnail.
Okay, yeah, my
that
thumbnail.
You won't even be on.
No, just in case. Yeah.
But yeah, 2022 when Real Madrid did the remontada against us, literally his fault. 2023. Very, very shaky in net in the Champions League.
Sure. What are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm so sorry.
Are you good?
I'm good.
You don't seem good.
I mean, I'm good. You're just...
I'm better.
Okay.
Oh, this is a new tactic to try to get under your skin.
I'm autistic, mate. Like,
do you have any other Champions League game or should we move on? Do you have anything else to talk about? Or?
With Arsenal, my prediction is still on.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah.
It's not outlandish, too.
Yeah, Valen.
I don't think it's that bold. I mean, you have Inter is your hardest game.
Inter's tough. Inter will be tough.
Besides that, you're cruising pretty much.
Will it though?
Inter away, yeah.
Oh, it's away?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe then.
They drew to City, dude.
Yeah, they did. That's a fortress too.
Yeah.
We were watching the other games at the same time, let's be honest. But we missed some quality footy. Barca won 5-0.
Yeah.
Dortmund won 7-1. And
how did Lamine Yamal not score?
Yeah, he had a bet on that. Lamine Yamal would score. Yeah. And
stop doing that. You're cursing him.
Yeah.
Good, bro. For real. At this point, good.
Because you don't care about losing money, so you just fucking
No, I do
players.
Care about losing
you
money.
Just bet on the players that you want to hate watch.
Yo, I should start making Bruno Fernandes red card bets, bro. I'll be a millionaire.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that game. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that, too.
Yeah, we do. But let's talk about the other Champions League games, and we'll just run by them quick. Big result for Benfica. I've watched the highlights, but that's my team, baby.
What was the result against you?
We won 4-0 against Atletico Madrid.
Oh, right. We is so crazy.
That's like Miles and the
Canucks?
Sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Leafs. Sorry.
Arturoglu, man. Remember
the name. Who?
Remember the name. Arturoglu.
He plays for you guys now?
Is he Turkish?
Where was he before?
Galatasaray.
That would line up.
Were you asking or were you like trying to check and see if he knew ball or something?
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair. Yeah.
But, man, he's been producing.
That's wonderful.
I'm happy for you.
The headliner game, of course, from that day. There's a few of them, actually. Villa 1, Bayern 0.
I did watch
Miles,
that
how
game.
About you talk about that one? Because I know...
That's
I know,
your boy. That's your boy. Go for a little bit.
Did you even see the goal, Miles?
I did.
Okay.
From a fan's point of view, camera sitting in the stands, but it was a great goal. The next day. I mean, I think it's a testament, bringing it back to Arsenal, that, you know, this Bayern team isn't invincible. And, you know, when it comes time to Arsenal needing to face Bayern, because inevitably we will, we can beat them.
Sure.
But however, John Duran, I mean, he just signed a new contract till 2030.
Did he?
Did he?
I'm kidding. You can't do that to him, bro.
I'm sorry. You can't do that.
That was mean. That was mean as fuck.
It's a genuine
I think he did sign a contract.
No, okay.
It's genuine.
Sorry, I missed this.
I wasn't fact checking.
No, you're good. I'm such a...
Go get back in the flow, thank
you. So retarded.
Yeah, you're going good. Okay. You're going good.
Yeah, I mean, he... Yeah, I mean, he just signed a new contract.
I'm not cutting this, bro. Like we're leaving it. I don't know why. Like we're good, bro. This is good.
He got a new contract and signed it till 2030. It's gonna be interesting though because, like, I don't know. He could be.
He's so shit, guys.
Yeah, like
he what?
He scored five goals all from the bench this season, which is fair play.
About? He's class. But like,
he is class.
He's just riding a crazy heater.
No, bro.
It's a purple patch from a great player.
A great player is crazy. A purple patch from like a talented player, like who has like,
bro, guy's like 21. Like he wanted to leave Villa in the summer because he wanted to start.
I know.
Over Ollie Watkins. Like he's that fucking guy.
You can tell just based off, just the way he positions himself on the pitch, the fact that he's almost starting over Ollie Watkins, producing the same amount of numbers as Ollie Watkins off the bench.
Look, I love the story. I just, the Neuer thing, what is Neuer doing, bro?
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
What about, why are you trying to fight me? I'm just saying, fuck.
You said he was a bad player.
I didn't say that.
That came out of your mouth.
He's not a bad player,
sure. So what's the excuse for the screamer against Everton?
What's the excuse for the
offside goal or the goal that didn't count against Young Boys where that was a beautiful goal.
Quality.
Okay.
He's a solid player. He scored that against Bayern, came down the title, looked into the camera and said, this is normal. He's a bagsman, certified, and he's like our age.
Yeah, no, he's
that's not
okay,
a rush.
He's class.
That was a little.
He's class. My bad.
Thank you.
The purple patch is gonna end. That's all I'm saying.
I thought John Duran was like purely English too.
Yeah,
I only found out like a couple weeks ago that he's Colombian.
John Duran, purely English.
Just because of the name, John Duran.
Yeah, but it's not John. It's J. It's like, and there's also I think there's a thing on his name too.
You just hear about this up-and-coming young striker on Aston Villa. I don't think of an eccentric Colombian guy, you know? John.
Yeah, he literally has an A on his on his name.
And I wouldn't know that till looking up his name. But why am I looking up his name? That's the thing.
I don't know. Every time he fucking steps on a pitch, I don't fucking know.
But anyways, Miles, seems like your prediction is doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's going pretty well.
Are you confident with that prediction? Because
no.
Okay.
No. But I mean,
not own it.
I thought you would back it up, but...
Like, I back it up for now. I mean, but I think, like, who knows in a month's time.
Man, I thought he was old. I thought he was 22. He's 20.
Yeah.
He's a young boy. He's a young boy.
So, he's all three, to be fair.
Fair.
Yeah, he's old. I'm older than him, I think.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. All right. I always forget he's old.
Who is the, this is off topic. Who is, like, the first player that you guys, like, kind of idolized in a way? Or went, like, wow, he's so good. Mostly for your team. That was younger than you. Because for me, it was Colby Mainu. That's what made me think
it's,
of it.
It's Wanneri. It's got to be. Because Saka, I still felt young when I idolized Saka.
Yeah, but like he's young, but older than us, kind of young.
Right? Yeah. He's like 23 now, 22. Yeah.
But yeah, Wanneri is it for you?
I think it's Wanneri.
How old is he?
17, dude.
06?
07.
7, maybe.
Oh!
Yeah. He's 17, dude. It's crazy.
What about you, Antoine?
Zaire Emery, man. Which, by the way, oh my god, this is a whole other kind of, bro. He's been declining. What's so funny?
I don't know. It's just the way he's, that's so funny.
Like at some point, like I'm backing my youngsters, like formed at the academy, everything. But bro, just the level's been.
The way you're so high on him last year, all of a sudden,
I know.
That's what I'm saying, though. The standards he was—it's
because
he had this magical touch in his game.
Real quality young midfielders are coming to PSG.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Like
João Neves? Yeah.
He's actually so good.
He is. Good.
He's showing.
I love how you just like started that off though. It's just like he's a declining.
No, but he is. Like since April 2024. When the games actually started counting in the Champions League, Dortmund semifinal, he's been declining. He hasn't been the same kind of creative midfielder that he used to be. He's not driving the team forward anymore, and especially against Nice this weekend. I don't think we'll get into it, but
go into it now.
Let me just get into it quick.
Yeah, go.
We're playing against a low block, obviously. It's Ligue 1. The midfielders are supposed to get up to try to move the low block. Zaire Emery being one of the most creative midfielders in that team. I saw nothing from him. I saw a João Neves who was looking for options, trying to create something. That was the only midfielder in that team that was actually trying to make something work. There, you can't move a low block without creative midfielders that go up and that try to outnumber the low block, the defenders.
Yeah.
And Zaire Emery wasn't doing that.
So did you win?
No.
No, we tied 1-1, man. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
After a horrible first half.
Really?
Like, genuinely horrible.
Who scored for
worse
Nice?
Than Arsenal.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I promise.
Oh, worse than when you played.
Always think I'm targeting you.
Well, he did say worse than Arsenal, so that was time.
Worse
I
than
did.
When we played.
Yeah,
Arsenal.
I got you.
Who scored? For Nice, this guy called Abdi, and
is he French? He's French.
I'm not sure he's French. He might be Algerian.
Well, but I mean,
French with spice.
Still the best. I have to find that clip. That was so good.
And Nuno Mendes,
W,
who's been one of our best players lately. But
yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. But yeah, Zaire Emery, steady decline. Need to pick it back up.
Fair.
Or else he might not even start anymore.
Wow.
Taking Fabian over him eventually?
Oh my God, bro.
No?
Bro. Or, what I saw from Fabian yesterday, bro.
Was
like, how is there such a big difference in level from Fabian in Spain? By the way, I promise you, I don't know who Spain is playing against in 2 weeks or during the international break.
Score.
I promise you, at least 3 goals over the international.
Should I bet on it?
Put it right now.
Okay,
put it right now because the level of
Denmark
difference
and Serbia.
In level, bro, the difference in level that I see from Fabian for Spain and Fabian for PSG, it's he's light years away.
Yeah.
It's insane. He is not the same player he is for PSG. I don't know what it is because he's still under a Spanish manager for PSG. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
He cannot complete a pass for PSG. But then plays like prime Pirlo for Spain.
Maybe it's the language.
Picked
barrier.
In Italian.
He's playing around all Spanish players, and that increases.
He's basically playing around all Spanish players, Spanish speaking players for PSG too.
He's get the 33 out of 33 when he's on the Spanish team. Okay. PSG.
I mean, like. Anyway.
What was that?
Anyway, any other games, or can we move on to
stupid
Lille? Speaking of
Lille,
France. Oh, Real Madrid.
Lille.
Jonathan David.
You guys remember that stat that I was telling you guys? In the last 3 away days that Real Madrid had in France, they hadn't scored 1 goal. Now it's 4.
Oh, you're right. Also, never mind.
No.
What?
It's about PSG again.
But. Go ahead, bro. Just
no, I just
just go, bro.
Was it like PSG hadn't lost like a group stage game in the Champions League and like 50 games.
But is it really group stage anymore? Actually, I'll hit you with a better stat. In the last 81 shots that PSG took in the Champions League,
that's mental.
0 goals.
I think my stat was cool too, though.
I think there's like a loophole in yours or something.
Maybe. Anyway, that's crazy.
But isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Because they lost us. They lost United in the group stage. Maybe that's the last time.
Was that 50 games ago?
In the
50
stage.
Group stage games? That's not can't be right then. Because we beat them in 2021 in the Champions League group
stage. I don't know.
No, you beat it. Us?
We beat. Remember that
in the Champions League group stage? Are you sure?
Champions League group stage?
No, 20, it was
21.
No.
Yes. But then we beat you at Old
Trafford. Oh, are you talking about away games? He doesn't.
It was no. You guys. It was in like the fucking.
No, that was knockout stage. What you're talking?
Yeah.
About. No, we're talking about group stage games.
Yeah, but the Manchester United PSG.
The Met.
This is fun today.
The Manchester United versus Paris Saint-Germain game, was that not a knockout game?
There was a group stage game in 2021.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
I shouldn't open this can of worms. It's okay. We can move.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. I'm being
not the knockout
no, it
game
wasn't
was 2019.
It's just, I said a stupid stat.
It was 2019 the knockout game. But then there was a group stage game after that.
Oh,
during COVID.
Okay. Sure.
Go watch you, mate.
Leo, Jonathan David, penalty goal. W.
Moving on.
Fuck Real Madrid. They rotated, though, that game.
Did they?
Actually?
I think so. Like, I think, like, not semi-rotated.
Mbappe was injured.
Yeah.
So he didn't start the game.
Hold on. I'll fact check this. But I'm pretty sure, like, they did not play their strongest 11.
Oh, speaking of, like, actual, like, records, like, Villa beat Bayern's group stage record. Like, Bayern hadn't lost in the group stage in, like...
Maybe it's that. Maybe.
But again, do we really count... Do we really count these games as group stage games?
We have to, bro. It's the group stage.
It's different now, though.
The league's... Yeah, but it's the same.
Oh, like...
Yeah. Okay, lineup for Madrid.
Go on.
Endrick was playing, right?
Yeah, Endrick started. Yes. Not really. Okay, yeah,
there's
not
no
really.
Way you're rotating in Champions League. Like, what are we doing?
Okay,
I mean, rotation for them is like
Arda Güler for Rodrigo.
Yeah. Mendy, Rudiger, Militao, Carvajal, Bellingham, Camavinga. So just no Mbappe. Yeah, no. Who I think was injured?
Yeah, he was. Well, he was.
No, he came.
He came on. He came on.
He was like doubtful before the game.
Yeah.
By the way, Carvajal got injured, eh?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
So they don't have a backup right back.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well.
That's resting. Not well. Sorry.
What? Huh?
I that was the wrong thing. I hope he gets better soon because a bunch of players are tearing their ACL now, which is bad.
Is it possible that we see a strike? The players strike?
I don't think so. They want their money.
Oh yeah, with
let's say have a union that protects that.
Because with the FIFA Club World Cup, now FIFA's telling clubs that they're forcing clubs to play their best players.
But of course they're going to do that. But like, what does that mean? Is like your hot ties earning players?
Like, Pep Guardiola is going to come into the U.S. saying like, oh,
what
Oscar Bob?
No,
Nico Lewis.
Also, should we talk about that new win for City?
Yeah, we'll talk about
which isn't about the 115. Like, it has to do with the 115, but it's not the 115.
We'll save the law talk till the end.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't even understand it. Like, I do, but it's like so
weird. I asked ChatGPT to give me the summary. I said, give it in your simplest terms, and I still can't understand.
Okay,
it,
cool.
Really. Yeah, no, I read that article.
What else happened in the Champions
League? 1 year through the elbow.
Liverpool won. They beat Bologna.
Yeah. Liverpool's looking like very...
They're going to fall off.
No, they won't. They have a tough schedule coming up from now on.
They played no one good. Besides Milan.
They played Milan. Bologna.
They played Milan, Bologna, and they played...
When do they play us?
2 weeks.
Yeah, fair enough. We play.
What's the date of that?
Four weeks.
The 4 weeks of November,
which is crazy. No, yeah. 3 weeks from now.
The date. Whatever.
I don't know.
Why does it matter?
I'm just curious.
Maybe the 31st. I guess 14th, 21st.
Yeah,
28th.
First.
28th.
All good.
Going back to Champions League, let's talk about the Juve RB Leipzig game because that was another insane one. Mm-hmm. Juve have a weird tendency of like absolutely shitting it up in Serie A and then coming to the Champions League and actually putting on the right boots and putting on entertaining games. Oh, man, Vlahovic actually looking like the Vlahovic that Juve bought.
For once.
He going band for band with Sesko, that was like, oh no. Oh, man. And then with like... with like the most unlucky series of events around the hour mark where it was, I think it was like one of the RB Leipzig players going around Di Gregorio, but he rounded him outside of the box. And while he went around, the ball clipped Di Gregorio's arm. So the ref sent him off.
Yeah.
And then from that, so they bring on Perrin, they're playing with 10 men, and then directly from that free kick, it goes straight into the arm of Douglas Luiz, and then penalty.
That's crazy.
What? And then Sesko ties it up at 2-2, and then from there, it's like, well, shit, we know how this is going to go. But yeah. No, Juve won it with like 10 minutes to go, thanks to Francisco Conceição.
Also, I have a bone to pick with Juve. I officially hate them. Because they just exiled Chesney. That's why he didn't want to retire. Did you see that?
He
didn't want to retire. And he either thought... Like, he knew Di Gregorio was coming in, but then I think he thought Perrin was going to leave or something. Again, when I read things, I should read them more in depth so I can actually, like, have smart things to say on the pod. But no, this is actually true. I think he did an interview or something. But he said it's all love with Juventus, and I still love them. But
well, yeah, I mean, they picked up the best goalkeeper in Serie A last season.
But
over an old guy that
on the verge of retirement. But he thought he was going to just fight for the spot. Like, he was okay being a backup. No, he said that in an interview. He was going to be a backup. They were like, no.
Well, I mean, look at him now. It's low-key a better situation.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying, like, don't do that to my boy. You know what I mean? Like, I take my goalkeepers very seriously. Mm-hmm. Like,
very, very seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Polish and goalkeeper? That's, like, right up your alley.
And Arsenal.
Like, fuck. Couldn't get any narrower.
That's why I love Fabianski. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see De Gea with 2 penalty saves this weekend?
Yeah. Oh, he's so much better than Onana. It's actually crazy.
Well, he's not, but... No, he's not. I'm telling you, he's not.
No, he's not.
Serie A is a different level. But 2 penalties, like, I'm telling you.
We're not entertaining this, Blake.
Not genuinely. And, like, 25 penalties for United, he never saved one.
Low-key, though.
I swear.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's so good.
He's not better than
And they won the game.
He's not better than
And they won the game.
And it's Milan, too. It's like, not,
and
it's
they,
not,
and they won the game.
Shitty team,
and they won the game, yeah. 2 penalty saves. So, yeah. Literally saved them 3 points.
Who did they even
have? When was the last time Onana saved you 3 points?
He's been our best player this season.
That does not say much, man. Holy shit.
I know, but he has been.
Oh, Moise Kean is on Fiorentina now.
PSG legend, him.
Guys, I don't know.
No,
the first player born in the 2000s to play in the Champions League. Weird fact. Really?
Yeah.
Who? What?
Moise Keane, the first player born in the 21st century to play in the Champions League. Where's that?
Crazy.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. Europa League time. Let's talk. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, there's no other games really to talk about.
There's literally just Porto Man United, and let's get into it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well, we're just going to...
So, Blake, how did Bruno do?
I don't know. I just... Oh, right. He put up another fucking stinker.
Did he?
And got a red card.
Oh, he's so ass these days,
bro. He's so bad. I saw in the comments of one of the things, too. I think someone said, if you believe anything this guy says with that haircut...
That was really funny.
About the Bruno thing. I was like, that was really my haircut funny. Is so, like,
it's normal. I love it.
It's so normal. Like, none of us have crazy hair. They're all very normal, so...
Oh, someone said that?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny.
I was really confused. Funny.
I was like, wait, what was it?
It was like, because I was saying about how Bruno is a cancer and all this stuff.
Which, by the way, now looking back, like, cancer's a crazy term.
Bro, I know. No, cancer is a word. Like, cancer is, yeah. Is a... But it's like a
like,
cancer...
Like, you mean, like, you're not... He's not cancer. Like, he's just cancerous to the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not... No, no, relating it to
a little bit abusive. Can you apologize to Bruno right now?
No, it's not abusive, bro. That's crazy. You want to go dictionary?
He's cyberbullying.
Let's not go dictionary. Let's bring it back.
No.
Let's bring it back.
Cancer.
What did the comment say?
A practice or phenomenon perceived to be evil or destructive and hard to contain or eradicate. It's an English word in the English
dictionary. Definitely hard to contain. Fuck.
You're crazy. Anyway, so whatever. So I don't know who's defending Bruno, and he had another stinker against Aston Villa. So.
Wait, but what did the comment say? I still didn't hear what the comment said.
The comment said, like, oh, if you believe anything this guy says with that haircut or something.
Oh, fuck.
I was like,
First of all, what does a haircut have to do with anything?
You can be a little more creative. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway.
It comes to be mean, eh?
Yeah. Usually they don't get to me, but this one did. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
No,
well, I've seen so many things, like, over, like, a bunch of stuff, but, like, that.
Over
I've
the been illustrious there. Career.
No. Yeah. I just mean, like, someone, like, being like, oh, I hate this about the whatever, or, but... Yeah.
No.
I'm still letting go. I think it was three or four weeks ago how Julian was like coming at us for saying, because he was saying that Bruno is better than Odegaard. Do you remember that, bro?
Bro, I don't.
Did you see
the TikTok I sent?
You said
about
that,
bro. It's like the girlfriend's dad that has the worst footy takes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the first thing he says is, Bruno is better than Odegaard.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you
bro,
said that.
I actually
though.
Like, bro, Odegaard hasn't kicked a ball in 2 months and he's still better. Like, it's crazy.
Fuck, I miss him so much.
I know. No, but we were having that argument before the start of this season. Well, or like the first couple of games.
It was in the first couple
of
weeks. Yeah.
Bruno's been shit for a year. Like, fuck, I don't know what
no,
you're
at the end of last season, bro, he was so
end of
good.
Last season, man. That FA Cup run will live in the hearts of United fans forever.
Did you get the FA Cup movie, the Man United movie? You know how every team releases. Did you get the DVD?
I could not give a shit. Anyways.
Go ahead.
The Porto game.
How you feel?
Jesus fucking Christ. Like,
Samu Amorodion? Thoughts on him?
Oh, he's next up, yeah.
He's good.
He was really good.
Also, again, I said you guys have been backing terrible goalkeepers. Donnarumma, shitter. Diogo Jota, not Diogo. Diogo Costa,
yeah.
Shitter.
He had a bad game.
He had a terrible
game. Really bad
and he's
game.
Still. Oh, they didn't win. I thought they were going to win, but they didn't.
I mean, like, going 2-0 up. Choking that lead within 15 minutes.
Hilarious.
Going 3-2 down right after halftime.
And then say it. Say the best part about this whole situation. Best part about this whole situation.
Like, that is, like, on Ten Hag to a certain degree. Absolutely.
But then what does he do?
But that's the players capitulating, man.
No. But then what does he do when they're 3-2 down? Tell me what he does 3-2 down. Tell me what he does 3-2 down. Tell me. Tell me. I want to hear it.
He brought on the winner. He brought on the winner. He brought on the equalizer.
He brought on Harry Maguire and Johnny Evans, right?
He might want to get sacked, boys. He might want to get sacked.
Like, there's no way. Like, why? In what world is that a good transfer?
And that's the second time he's done
sub.
And both times it's paid off.
Second time he's done that. Both times it paid off.
Which is stupid.
Which is so stupid.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, it's so head ass.
What does he know?
I don't know.
What does he know?
No, this doesn't work like that. How you bring on two washed center backs and that gets you a point.
I don't.
To be absolutely fair, De Ligt and Martinez were shite in this game.
Even at the weekend. Too.
The Martinez fall off is.
They didn't play.
Oh, they didn't? De Ligt didn't play at the weekend?
He came on as a sub, but it was Maguire and Evan starting at the weekend, which...
Yeah.
The fall-off of Martinez needs to be studied, too. He's bad.
He's in a bad patch of form. That's
fair enough.
We don't have to have the big conversation yet.
It's a big patch.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, Rashford, it was a nice little goal. Hoyland first goal of the season. I was like, oh my God, we're back. But as soon as that happened.
His first goal of the season, right? What?
Who, Hoyland? Yeah, he's been injured.
Because he's been injured.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he's better.
And Xerxes, too. He hasn't scored yet, has he?
Xerxes scored one goal to Fulham.
Oh, he's been shit.
He's terrible.
Oh, my God.
He's terrible.
Like, I want to.
You said this since the start.
I want to be nice.
I tried to find the light in the transfer, but like.
I think he's really struggling with the added pressure and just the whole situation.
Well, style of play as well. Thiago Motta had him playing a completely different style of football that Erik ten Hag had him playing.
Yeah. Man, it's just fucking everything. Like, the players capitulating once again. Like, maybe it's because of the dressing room atmosphere.
Year too. Same time last year.
Literally the exact same thing. And you know what? It was deja vu because last year, to the day, I remember vividly because it was International Boyfriend Day. And my girl brings me a nice little gift basket and I'm enjoying the nice little treat and whatever she got me during the United game. I'm like, oh, this is the life. And then United just ruins the whole moment.
Was this a Galatasaray game?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was a good one. That was an amazing
game. Oh my God.
That was a great one.
What's his name? Rooney? Rooney?
No, that's a
No. That was the Michelin one, which was even fucking worse.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Not my day.
And then this one, we were 2-0 up. I'm enjoying my treats. And then the exact same fucking thing happens. I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Were they good treats though?
They were great. Enjoying life.
What were they? Some good Kit Kat Pops.
What is a Kit Kat Pop?
You know what a Kit Kat Pop is?
Is that some like French delicacy or something?
You don't know what a Kit Kat Pop is?
No, like the circle ones?
Balls? I don't do that.
You've never had...
No one ever eats those.
What the fuck?
Like you just got a normal Kit Kat,
yeah, but
you know,
pops are like a good snack. Says treats. I'm thinking like some, you know.
Pause.
Shout out to
TikTok. Shout out to Kit Kat because they have so many crazy. Like the Japanese Kit Kats have so many crazy flavors.
It's been weird lately. It's been weird. Like I'm seeing flavors like.
Well, I get like they have like really cool flavors. Like there's like a strawberry. Well,
yeah,
strawberry
but like
the strawberry one's really good.
It's shit. Did you try the new Oreos? They are so bad. The Coca-Cola one.
I don't like Coke in general. So.
Yeah, no.
The Coca-Cola double stuffed Oreos.
Did you try them?
I did try it.
They're awful.
I low-key liked it.
He likes root beer. Obviously.
Root beer's okay.
Stop. Yeah, root beer's fine.
We're not doing
it. You tried making that joke to like three different people today and all of them gone.
United. United, okay, go to the Villa. Actually, what do you need to say? Like, same thing every fucking day. Your team sucks and Ten Hag's probably not going to get sacked, and I'm going to keep shitting on
him. Well, this is the thing. If they held the decision to tomorrow I wake up and Ten Hag gets sacked, I'm going to be so mad. Make the fucking decision today.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, Thomas Tuchel on the short list, potentially, if he was to get sacked.
Okay.
How would you feel about reaction, that? Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I feel for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
What are we, Southgate, too? Like, I'm not hearing rumors about... Other managers.
Who else is there?
Pochettino, I wouldn't mind.
He's a U.S. national team, brother.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that.
That's a crazy... I can't get over the photos of him in U.S. national, like,
well, I think that's pretty good for them, actually.
No, it is. It's just like, I can't believe my eyes are seeing... Because that
Jesse Marsh clear.
He's a top man.
Yeah. For the national
team. So if hypothetically, Pochettino brings U.S. to, like, a very high level...
Don't do this.
Are you, like... Hopping on, putting on a U.S. shirt?
Like, I'll be happy for them, but I'm not
going to...
Brother, I'm going to be happy for the fans, but I'm not going to actively watch all their games. And I'm happy for certain players. Like, I fuck with Balogun.
So,
I like Balogun a lot.
So,
I love Balogun. But the rest of the players kind of piss me off.
I'm not done either. So let's say...
Okay, there's a pause in your talk.
It's my turn.
Okay, so let's stop say fucking during, stuttering during, and spit it
during
out.
During the World Cup qualifiers, let's say they go undefeated in the World Cup qualifiers.
Okay.
You guys are on a high coming into
you
the World
guys,
Cup.
You guys, they are on a high.
Oh, so it's not you guys?
They are on a high. I never, ever.
The fans are on a high coming into their own World Cup. Are you cheering for them? Are you watching every single game with a U.S. shirt on? Fight and win.
Nope, I'm not. Not every single game.
Okay. Would you cheer? I'll hold you to that.
No, you should. Because I will. Because that's what. Because I am not good at keeping promises. That is for sure. I'm bad.
Well, we know.
I capitulate.
That Tottenham kid is still.
Yeah. No, it is bad. Everything is bad, but that's one thing I stand by. There is something about when you, oh, just the supporting of the U.S. is like pouring like hot oil on your skin. Because it's like
you are American.
You're American, dude.
By definition.
If she likes it, cause you just don't.
The U.S. are playing Jamaica. Who are you cheering for?
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Absolutely. How fucking sick is it to wear a fucking Jamaica kit and be called
so
a reggae boy?
So you only support who the team like,
of America do, has. Do you ever want, do you want America to win it all? Like, I don't.
No.
I would rather Canada win it
all. No, 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 obviously.
The U.S. win the World Cup.
That would, but here's the thing. It's like, I'm happy more for the nation because it means that people will start to care about
fuck
football.
That. I don't give a shit.
For the sport, it would be better.
For the sport, it would be. This is how I see it for the U.S. is that for the sport, it would be amazing because you would have people in fucking like the hoods of Florida and O-Block being like, yeah, man, shit. Oh, wait, hold on. We need to cut that out. I'm sorry. I'm like, shit, man. Like, Christian Pulisic, he's the fucking shit, bro. Like, fuck NFL, fuck Tyreek Hill. Like, we're done with all this. Like, man, I love, and then soccer will be a way out. And then we build on that. And then you have a country of 300, 400 million people that start to love it. No, they don't, though, because they're really cringe. But I don't
know. So, Canada, USA.
Who are you rooting for?
Canada.
You're a Canada fan over a USA fan?
Yeah. I like the players more. I like the like these guys, you know.
Has this guy ever made one good take about fandom?
That's a whole other story.
How is that a bad take?
Hey, he screamed at me last year for it. So
that was
following
crazy,
the Sharks
by the way. Yeah, I wish we had the cameras rolling for that.
I still every time we talk about hockey on this podcast,
I get so mad and I feel
bad. Because I don't understand. It doesn't compute in my brain. Like, Miles, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I want it to make sense so bad. I don't understand.
I don't know what.
How do you like the Giants and the Blue Jays? I don't understand.
I don't know what you're struggling with. Like, it's just a thing that.
That's literally how I grew up. It's just how I grew up.
There's no,
I'm an Arsenal fan, but also. Like, obviously, Bournemouth.
Bournemouth and Ipswich, so you're not, but no, you're not in a position.
No, but it's like if I actually gave a shit about those teams. Like, for real? Like, if I actually,
like week in, week out.
Like, if I was like, yo, man, like, Ipswich just signed Leif Davis, holy shit, this is our time.
Like if a stadium burned down, you wouldn't donate or anything.
Oh, you know he's funny. Maybe. Crisp 100 mil.
No, I just don't understand. Like,
here's the thing. I'm not gonna sit here and explain to you because it's just how I was raised by my father, who is a big fan of sports. Where every night, 4 p.m. West Coast time, you have the East Coast teams playing because it's 7, and then West Coast you flip on the other games, and that's just his love for the sport. I found through that, and he was the first one. He loved the Giants, and he loved the Blue Jays first, duh. But then we fell in love with the Giants, and it was a perfect combination. Of coming to the Bay and just.
I can just disagree with you then because I disagree with.
That's fine. I'm not
Papa Bencourt,
respectfully. I'm never gonna.
He knows that
with what
with his. City fandom.
Yeah, see, that I disagree with as
well.
But
that's the same thing, dude.
So wait, what's the difference between that and not supporting English team in European championships?
Oh.
Good one. I like that.
I find that it's a lot more... It's because each team...
He has to sit up for this one. Fuck.
Each team in the Premier League, the rivalries are not only so much more fierce, but they directly affect... My team so much more than the fucking the Blue Jays and the fucking Giants playing another team. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like it's so much more fierce, and the rivalries there are so much stronger. And I'm going back to the same point. I'm going to reiterate it. The effect of English teams playing and not rooting for them is important because it has an effect on my team.
Well, you could argue that the same.
Fucking hating Liverpool. I grew up hating Chelsea. I grew up hating Spurs. I grew up hating Man United. I didn't grow up hating the Chicago White Sox.
Chelsea, eh?
But it also has an effect on how your team does
in baseball?
In the respect of sport, yes.
No, but it's in a division. The division teams I hate. That's just how it works. Would anyone else like to chime in and tell me I'm wrong for and don't agreeing? Here's the thing. Go ahead. Your turn.
I will never understand. It just seems. I just don't think anyone's heart is big enough to like two teams in the same sport.
There's not enough room in the same league.
There's not enough room. Like, how do you
different
like
division though?
No. But like, even the Sharks Leafs thing. Like, it's like it genuinely is. It's like cheering for. It's like, no, this is perfect. You want to say, it's like me being an Arsenal fan, but also being like a hardcore Napoli fan. Sure, they don't directly correlate in the leagues, but how am I going to like both of them? How am I going to watch both every single game and be invested and be like, you know what? These two, I like them both equally. Because
you can have like a team outside of your own league. Like a team that you have a soft spot.
That's different. Because they're like, actually
unreal. For example, we all have a team in Italy like that we are like in another league that we so-called like. Absolutely. Like I like Milan.
Napoli.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we have a soft spot for.
Yeah.
This guy, but that's also different.
So how is that different?
Because it's his hometown.
Well, they also play in a different fucking.
Yeah. It's his hometown? Okay, do you want to talk about my hometown and my father's hometown?
Fucking everywhere. But they're in the same league, Miles. They play against each other.
No, they don't. They play this now with the new schedule. They play each other once a year, and those games I don't.
They're
competing for the same thing.
They play in the same league too.
Yeah, I don't. When they play each other, I don't.
You don't watch
split jersey.
What do you mean
split jersey?
Like a split jersey. Fuck off. I watch the game, but I don't.
Can we actually get him with split jersey?
Oh,
I don't.
No.
Like I'm sorry. I know this is a touchy talk, but I just can't. I just don't understand.
That's okay. Arsenal. But Blake, you have to understand that like.
No, I don't understand.
I know you don't. This is what I'm saying. My dad, who grew up here, who is a devout and he loves his sports, he's a devout fan.
Okay, go. Continue.
I don't understand.
Land.
He's a devout fan, and I learned how to become such a. I love sports because of him. Okay. And
What were you gonna say? You learned how to become what?
I learned how to love sports. Because sorry, of him. Okay, okay. You know, my English first language is tough. And you know, with he brought over the love for the Blue Jays when growing up.
Okay.
And then when we moved to the Bay Area, you know, we also found love with that. Yes, here's the thing. I can totally understand it. And I'm never, ever, never, ever going to hate you for that. Okay, maybe last year was a little different, but no, I don't.
So where does Arsenal come into this whole thing?
Bro, like, how do I have to say this?
No,
again?
You're good. Football, keep going with this. Football, keep going with this. Don't let me.
Football is complete.
Sorry, continue.
World football.
Continue.
I am.
No, what you were saying before.
Oh, I was saying like I can understand how it is a little weird, but I think like it was the perfect culmination of, you know, my dad showing love for his team back in Toronto, and then, you know, wanting his kid to love baseball as much as he did, and that's through when you moved to the Bay Area in 2009. 2009 happens to be when the San Francisco Giants start getting... Yes, it sounds bandwagon-y. San Francisco Giants start getting good. They win in 2010. I went to the center of San Francisco when I was 5 or 6 years old to see us beat the Texas Rangers in the first World Series we've won in 50-something years. Like, that's a big deal for me, and that stuck with me forever. And the fandom stuck through, and it's carried on.
So then you're a Giants fan.
I'm also a Blue Jays fan. I think I can say my highs as a Giants fan have been a lot higher, so it's much easier.
Okay, what about the hockey then? What about the hockey? The baseball one, that makes sense.
The hockey, it's been rough. I think the Sharks doing pretty well.
No. How did you get the both? Or did you just...
It's the same. It's the same.
Is your dad a big hockey guy?
Absolutely. He is.
Are you sure? You just
no, he is. Okay. I mean, he did move to Canada when he was like 6, so he started a little late.
When did the Sharks even...
92, I think. When they became a team, I think 92, 95 maybe.
Anyway, okay. I'll never understand, but that's fine. The baseball one, I guess, makes sense. But like, just be like, all right, we're a Blue Jays fan. Like, you can watch the. I'll just, you know what I mean? Like, if I move somewhere, this is just me. If I move somewhere, let's say I move to
Edmonton.
Edmonton. Mm-hmm. My question is
to you, if you are, say, if you just moved somewhere and you were 5 or 6 years old, mm-hmm. Your dad grew up to love the Toronto team,
yeah.
And you moved, I don't know, like you could obviously say that it's different, but you moved to say like Florida, mm-hmm. like obviously like you growing up as a kid, like your dad's going to want to, I don't know, take you to game to the Miami sports games or whatever and stuff like that. And then eventually over time.
Yeah, but we would just go to like the Toronto when they're in Toronto.
Just the Toronto though?
Well, obviously I'd go there, but like we would,
yeah.
Like, I would buy a subscription to watch the Leaf games.
Right.
I don't understand.
The football thing, though, I can only say the world soccer, whatever, I can only say is that it's so different because there's something so much on a deeper level for football hooliganism and kind of ultras than it is.
Julian, that's crazy for me being on your phone. That's disrespectful. I don't like that. That's crazy. I'm calling you out. I don't like that. That's mean.
Baseball, hockey talk. I'm sorry, but I check out.
Yeah, but he'll cheer when the Leafs score in the playoffs. I'll tell you that for sure. Moving on.
In the football podcast, yes. Yeah.
Sorry. And that was sorry, it's listening. Okay. We can go. Premier League. I'm talking about Arsenal quickly because you guys are Saka haters, first of all, which is crazy because if Lamine Yamal had two assists and a goal and single-handedly pretty much won his team the game, you guys would be creaming all over it. But
when have we ever said he's not good?
No, but you don't give him credit. If I didn't bring this up, you wouldn't have said anything. Dude. You never give him the credit. Brother, never. Yes, you'd be like,
oh, he's gotten credit.
No, he's not from you two.
Him being in my fantasy team is enough credit. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like if Lamine Yamal did that on the weekend, you would have said something about it. But Saka did it, and I heard nothing. Yeah.
He does that pretty much every week.
No, bro. What? No.
He does.
Three goal contributions a game. No, he doesn't. Does
Saka do three goal contributions every game?
That's not what I. Now you're taking it out of context. Yes, you are. No. I said if he did that on a game, if he did that in a game, mm-hmm. then you would.
Which he has done.
Then you would say something about it. You said something about it when he scored or done something. You'd be like, Lamine Yamal.
But I haven't had a chance to say something about it yet. When did I?
Okay, so then go say something about it. See how amazing he is. I want to hear you say it.
Good little player. But
no, he's the second best right winger in the world.
Over.
Everyone but Salah. There's no one else better. Rodrigo. On the right side. No. Rodrigo's not better. Rodrigo doesn't consistently do what Saka does.
Rodrigo does consistently do it. Yeah. He does.
Rodrigo's in a better team than Saka. I think Saka has a better...
You know he's not actually a right winger.
Rodrigo. Yeah, he plays up top. Whatever.
No. He's a natural left winger. And he's still fucking cooked on the right. I actually do think Saka's better.
Than Rodrigo?
Yeah. If Rodrigo was a left winger, the way we would talk about him would be completely different.
More direct, you think?
It's just, obviously, you're going to be better on the side that you're more comfortable in.
Fair.
Right?
Fair. Either way, I don't think there's anyone better besides Sal. I'm sticking by this. And this is me saying who, in this summer, I thought, like, or a year ago, remember last year, I said Foden was better than Saka. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Times have changed. And maybe it's reactionary, but it is reactionary.
You can't just say that.
But I'm not biased. I admitted that Phil Foden was a better player than Saka. And last year, he was. This season, however, what I'm seeing for the first 10 games, including Champions League and whatever, Bukayo Saka has taken a step that I did not think he would take this year. And that is the consistent goal contributions, which is that at the end of the day, that's what you want your best players to do, is get goal contributions. And I get Foden. There's been injuries in the Man City team. He's done nothing. Foden's done nothing this season.
Yet. I'm
sure.
I'm expecting like some big things.
Saka has seven assists and two goals in seven Premier League games. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Start, bench, sell.
Mm-hmm.
Saka, Yamal, Palmer.
This is just for one game. For one game.
Right now.
No. For one game, or am I like?
No, for one game.
No. Like
what?
Are we doing this on ability?
Say tomorrow you have the Champions League final.
Okay, great.
Against the best team in the world.
But you just gave him away.
No, yeah. Oh. No, that's what we're doing. Starting Saka. Sure. But I also wouldn't trade Saka for Yamal right now. Like, obviously I would, but my heart would never let me do that. Like, you know what I mean? That's like being like, would you trade Barkala for Yamal? No.
But you say you're not biased.
Yeah, but I...
So you're starting Saka. That's besides the point.
Starting Saka. Okay. Who's the other guy? Yamal who?
Yamal Palmer.
Palmer.
Starting Saka. Ooh. I'm benching Palmer and cutting Yamal, dude. Guys, do you not see what Cole Palmer is doing?
He has the most goal. Do you not see what Lamine Yamal is doing?
Cole Palmer has the most goal contributions in the Premier League since last year.
Okay.
No, since 2 years ago. He has 44.
So why not put him over Saka?
He has more than fucking
why not put him over Saka?
Than Haaland. Let me finish my fucking thought. He has more than Haaland. Why am I not putting him over Saka? Because I think Saka is still a better player. Goal contributions, while they mean a lot.
Well, he's also in a more creative position than Haaland. So he'll get more assists than Haaland. And last year he was playing as a number nine.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying goal contributions aren't everything, but they do matter a lot, of course.
Mm-hmm. So where's your point?
I just told you my point.
So why aren't you putting him ahead of Saka?
Because I think Saka's the better player. I think Saka's more consistent. I think like a consistent in the, not the goal contribution debate, but I think he puts in a more consistent effort and you know what you're going to get out of Saka. I think Cole Palmer can, I don't know, be a little off base sometimes, but with Saka, you know you're going to get running down the wing, taking on players. He might not score and assist every game, but he'll give you the performance that you want. And then Lamine Yamal, maybe I haven't watched him enough, sure. But
we're talking about the best player in the Euros.
Yeah, and We talked about how
the most decisive player in the Euros,
and we talked about,
and the most decisive player so far this season.
But I'm giving you examples. Exactly, you're already disregarding Saka and everything he's done this year.
Because I think that right now, as of right now, if we want a player for the Champions League final, a right winger for the Champions League final, I'm taking Lamine Yamal over Saka.
I just disagree. I can't do that.
Start Lamine Yamal, bench Saka, drop Palmer.
And maybe it's English bias. Like, again, maybe I don't watch enough, but I can't do it. I can't do it.
What about you?
Lamine Yamal is amazing. I'd be stupid to say so, but like, again, it is a bit recency bias, like slightly. Yes, he was doing it last year for sure, but the Euros came up. Donnarumma is really good in certain competitions, like you just said, but that doesn't mean it translates all the time.
But it's consistent for Yamal. It's not consistent.
I know. I'm just saying.
You can't even talk about recency bias because what we're talking about is literally his entire career. He's been like fucking unreal.
Yeah. And so have Saka and Palmer.
What's your starting?
What are you starting?
Fucking hell. Like if you want to base it off goal contributions, I bet you Saka, Palmer, and Lamine Yamal are all very similar ones. And Saka might have the lowest, and I think Palmer has the most. So if you want to base it off that or like per game, who knows?
Yamal, Saka, Palmer.
That's what I said.
There you go.
I don't know. I think that's crazy. So how soon until he's better than Salah, lads?
Not long.
You guys are fucking ridiculous,
soon,
guys.
Pretty soon.
You guys are fucking ridiculous.
No, but Salah's killing it this season, so we can't go there.
You guys are ridiculous. Yet. That's crazy.
We're not saying he is.
You just said
we're not saying he's that close, but Salah might go Saudi soon. Who knows?
I don't know, lads.
So shit.
I just think that's.
I think you feel like we're. I think you think that we're discrediting him by saying Lamine Yamal's better.
Yeah.
No. Obviously, Saka is a spectacular player, but what Lamine Yamal is showing this season is more spectacular than what Saka is showing this season so far. And Lamine Yamal is on a streak of doing that at the standard. Sure. Okay. Maybe now they're on their level in terms of pure footballing ability and. The way that they play and the results that they produce, right? But Lamine Yamal has been doing that consistently for a year. And as you said, Saka just stepped up to that level. So what does that tell me is that Lamine Yamal has been doing it.
Well, not just. I think
well, that's what you said. Performances have always been there. You said he made a step this season that you weren't expecting him to make.
Goal contributions are coming. That's the consistent goal contributions.
But goal contributions don't matter.
No. That's why I said the step thing. They, of course, they matter. They don't tell the whole story, but that's a step that I think Saka is taking this year, is goal contributions every week, which he wasn't always doing. Well, you can attest to that.
This is a podcast. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. So, whatever. I'm just saying. I have my... We can go back and forth forever and ever and ever. Lamine Yamal's a crazy player.
And that's a clip.
He's top five right winger in the world, of course.
Top five? He's top three and not three.
Saka's better. Saka's better.
We're not doing this back and forth.
Is he better than Barcola?
You're making me hate watch Saka now. Like,
that's crazy.
See, exactly.
Well, you said the same thing about Yamal.
We don't do that.
Yeah, because you guys made... Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I appreciate greatness. When I'm watching Arsenal, when I'm watching Barcelona, I just see more greatness from Lamine Yamal.
So... I don't know what to say to prove to you.
We'll see with time.
Yeah.
Obviously.
We can't.
That's it.
Is it close at least for in your
eyes? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're neck and neck.
So what does he do better than Saka?
Oh, he's dribbling, bro. The way he takes on players, the way that something happens every time he's on
and
the ball.
And even his passing, it's pinpoint, it's accurate.
And not that Saka's is
you see Saka's assist on the week? No, you didn't.
Yeah, Saka's passing is very good as well. But Lamine Yamal, like, his passing is great. It's not like, it's not even like his selling. What are you showing him? Is your screen? Oh, he's showing
crazy pass. When was this?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, his Trevella assist.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
But passing is not even his main attribute.
Don't show
That's
me
the
one
thing.
From this week. I saw it.
The Saka one?
The cross? It's a back post?
Yeah.
It's a cross.
His dribbling.
No, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. Nope. I'm over it. What do you mean it's a cross?
If Martinelli doesn't make that run, it goes out. What? What?
That might be the most dead take I've ever heard.
It's a good ball.
Show me the.
You tell me. You're telling me Saka's cross.
You're telling me.
Listen to me.
If my grandmother had a wheel, she'd be a bike.
Bro, don't do this.
He saw the run. Are you fucking stupid?
Are you actually dumb? Okay, listen, listen.
He said if he didn't make the run.
Okay, listen.
He didn't make the run.
When?
It would have went out.
Listen. But you're telling me right now. The one this week. The one that just happened this week. Saka's cross. Beautiful cross. Good pass. I was glazing. Good pass. You're telling me that cross, that Saka cross, is better than this?
No.
Than this. So why were you about to show it to me?
Because it's still not... There's very few players who can make that precision. That pass had to be perfect.
This one had to be even more perfect. Again, we could go back and forth for this play.
But that's crazy. That's a crazy take.
I was just winding you up.
I don't think you were. I think you got caught up in it.
That's definitely a cross, Antoine. That's definitely
it's a cross. It's a cross.
Yeah. If you didn't make that run, it would have went out.
But is that a better...
Yeah, Lamine's
line. Sure. But
like that's a fucking insane assist. Like,
yeah,
of course.
Like there's no question, like
what that one play defines his whole career?
No.
I'd still say Saka's passing is better overall.
Okay.
He's on set pieces for Arsenal. That's not unfair to say. It's not. But passing is not Lamine Yamal's like MO, like anything. It's definitely not his best attribute.
Mm-hmm.
His dribbling is better. His finishing is unreal. And just like you know, with some players, you can't even. This sounds like super glazing. Oh my god, like they just have it. Like they have a complete package where everything's together.
Yeah,
where like you feel like there's nothing they can't do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That is him.
I'm gonna back my boy.
And back
if,
your boy.
If you guys had a horse in the race, I'm sure you do the same.
Yeah, we can't get clips if you agree with us.
Absolutely. And also goal contribution wise. No, I was starting going back in my thing.
Okay.
And goal contributions wise this season, Saka in the league at least Saka has more. Okay. Per game. Because there's more league games.
He is on set pieces.
Yeah.
That just shows how good he is.
Because Arsenal are one of the best set piece teams in the world.
Anyway. We are so long in this podcast. How long are we? Like 70.
An hour. And
I know. So let's quickly talk about the rest of Happen Prem and then we can leave.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Chelsea drew with Nottingham Forest.
You went to that game?
Let's just go to the Tottenham game, man.
Yeah, just go to the Tottenham game.
No, but we've been hyping up Chelsea.
And again, but we kind of knew the fall-off was inevitable.
There's like a ceiling.
Yeah. But again, like
I
have a soft spot. Like not a soft spot. Like I don't
for
want
Chelsea.
Them.
Oh,
yeah,
because your dad.
Like, out of the five
mm-hmm.
that aren't Arsenal in the big mm-hmm. six,
Chelsea's next.
Yeah. Okay. Like they're not. There's a million other teams I want, but
out of the five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tottenham game.
But I have a rooting interest, so it's different.
Tottenham game.
You two talk me through the Tottenham game.
Well, I know Miles didn't watch it because he was away. So.
I watched the highlights, though.
Fair enough.
So, I mean...
Shout out.
Look,
shout out.
Tottenham, again, a fantastic first half.
Mm-hmm.
The football they were playing, again, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The goal that... I don't know who scored it. Madison scored.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Terrible. Really terrible goal. It went underneath...
Verbruggen?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Your boy.
There you go, my boy. But, again... They dominated the game. They closed on defense. There was not a lot that went wrong for Tottenham. And I think Ange echoed that in his interview. However, halftime came about and then Brighton get more in the game. And just something switched. And then all of a sudden they get a goal back from Minte. And then was it Minte that scored the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Goal back from Minte. And then who scored the second? Oh, your boy.
Mm-hmm.
The Frenchman.
Jorginho Rutter
scored the second. And then... Once that happened, you just knew the third was coming because they capitulated. They did the thing. I don't know what happened. Son's still hurt, and there's a couple players missing from that lineup, but you're up 2-0 away from home. Just do what Arsenal did. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And just play smart. But they didn't. They were open. They got countered. And then that last goal to Welbeck was a shit show. It just like kind of deflected off of a clearance, and then it went to back to the winger and across,
yeah.
And he heads it in. It was just
the defending completely capitulated.
Yeah,
like the first goal that Udogi tried to kick it away. And
yeah,
it just like it fell right to his feet.
Just
and then like playing, I think it was playing him onside, but just really wide. That was from I think it was Welbeck's goal. It's just no bueno. I mean, but yeah,
funny to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
Brennan amazing. Johnson scored again.
Yep.
So he's
ever since he deactivated his Instagram account, he's been on six goals in six games.
Yeah.
FPL option, perchance?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
He was on the FPL Raptor thumbnail. It's got to count for something.
No, I think you want to.
I'm so locked in, bro.
Do you want to know what it is? It's just left side for Tottenham, I think. I think a couple of the goals came from the left side, but it's Werner. Mm. Man, first of all, he adds nothing. He's just a terrible player. He's insane. He's like the, I don't know.
The Bruno Fernandes?
No. I was going to make an anecdote about like someone who like just can't, like, he's like guy who like you think can talk to all the girls and is like, you know.
Nobody thinks that though.
No. He's like the guy that you think can like talk to.
Like by looking at him?
Yeah. He think he has like a nice haircut. Mm. You know, he's got the nice shoes on. He smells nice. But as soon as he stepped in front of a win, nothing. He just capitulates because he cannot do shit in front of goal. And Udogie's had a bad season, and I don't think their midfield has enough balance. And Solanke has been okay, but
disappointing. For the
price
tag, from the standards last season, price tag,
yeah, he needs to step up.
It's been disappointing.
And Van de Ven and Romero were awful
for the first time in a while. Let's just say,
yeah,
because they've been a solid partner,
absolutely. But they completely shit the bed. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I honestly, the attack you shouldn't talk about too much in this Tottenham game because obviously they scored two before half. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyway.
No, and that concludes the Premier League. Around Europe, there isn't much to talk about, really.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you would be the one to know the answer to that question.
Oh, okay.
No, you want to talk about United? I guess we already did.
I mean, I think it was honestly Villa played like shit at the weekend.
They played terrible.
They didn't play very well.
Yeah,
but I mean, let's not blame them. They played very well in the midweek.
They looked hungover. You know what I mean?
it's hard for them.
100%. In La Liga, there's Real Madrid won 2-0 against Villarreal. They are 41 games unbeaten in La Liga. Wow. The record is 43 in La Liga, held by Barcelona, and the 43rd game. That would make Real Madrid go unbeaten. Against Barcelona.
I'm so excited for that game.
Prime Barclays.
Santander.
Prime Santander.
Prime Santander. So, yeah. Bayern got
That was a 3-3 draw. Weekend.
3-3 draw.
Yeah.
Can I just say, we're not going to talk about him ever, but this guy, Omar Marmoush.
Oh, my God. Two goals?
Two goals. On a fiery start to the season.
Do I know ball Loki right now? What?
Genuinely, probably one of the most informed players this season so far. He's starting the season impeccably and just scored two goals against Bayern to draw and get a point against them.
Too.
I believe, is Frankfurt top of the table too?
I can tell you right now, they are third in the table.
Okay.
It goes Bayern, Leipzig, Frankfurt, Freiburg.
I know ball right now. That's crazy.
It's good. Frankfurt's always been that team. Lately, that's been challenging for the Champions
always
League spots.
Knocking on the door.
Exactly.
Neuer's on fraud
Europa
watch,
League
way.
Winners 2 years ago.
Neuer?
Neuer's on fraud watch.
His second time he's been at this.
But he's old. It's like, at what point do you just give it up?
Yeah.
Leave the football before the football leaves
Put
you.
Me in there. Damn. I do a job.
Around Europe, there isn't much more to talk about unless there's something else going on in Ligue 1.
Monaco are new leaders. Of
wow,
which isn't surprising. I mean, they've lost that one game.
No, it is surprising.
It's surprising,
well, dude.
I would argue that it is.
No, it is
because the standard that they've been playing,
brother.
Anytime you're not winning Liga, it's surprising, bro.
I'll have you know that Monaco beat the most informed team in the world right now, that is Barcelona, in the Champions League. I will have you know that. So to me,
you have the GDP of a fucking kingdom.
You're backed by you are backed by a country, brother.
So to me, it's surprising, but it isn't out of this world that Monaco is leading Ligue 1 right now. I'm sorry. Based on the football they've been playing,
so good.
Based off the football they've been playing, if you watch the games, it checks out that they are first.
It's not surprising.
It isn't.
Do you understand why I love Antoine? You understand why he pisses me off sometimes? Because I see it. I see the delusion in there. You're just like me.
In four Champions League games, the four next Champions League games, if Monaco isn't top six by the next four Champions League game, then I'll do a forfeit. But nothing too crazy because it's kind of a wild take, right?
They play Red Star Belgrade, Bologna.
Okay.
Benfica,
okay,
and Arsenal.
Oh,
top six, doable.
Sure, I guess.
Actually, top 10.
That was quick.
Oh, you're funny.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Funny.
They just drew 2-2 to Zagreb, who just lost 9-1 to Bayern.
Away from home.
Oh my god. At the Thunderdome.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Maybe Barca, it's okay.
I think we need to get off of this.
This is ridiculous.
Pride in my French teams, man.
Pride? No, it's just bias for your team.
So is it pride in your French teams or is it we're not used to playing good teams, which is why we sucked against Arsenal? Which one is it? Is it pride that you guys are good or is it because
we play against low blocks every week?
Which one is it?
We don't score against low blocks and we actually played against a low block midweek too. So all right.
Have some shame.
Yeah, no, yes. Literally.
For what?
Thank you!
For what?
Thank you!
No, I'm usually with him on this side
but
of the
it's
table.
It's getting a little crazy.
For that's what? Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have some shame for what?
Your team is not winning the league.
Monaco would beat United right now.
Probably.
That's not saying much.
Probably. That's Premier League not team. Saying much.
Premier League team.
I mean.
Premier League team, he said. What are your standards?
What?
Yeah, true.
Monaco would be a Premier League team, and you're below them in the table?
Yeah,
that's your
true.
Standard? You are Paris Saint-Germain.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Crazy. Stay sick of the Jean Concession.
I lost it. Have some fucking shame.
Yeah, have some shame.
Okay, we'll see.
Have some shame.
I can have pride in my French teams.
Shame.
Gladly.
Shame.
Marseille are 3 points behind you.
Yeah.
Shame. Oh my
God. As long as they're not above us.
The scenes when Marseille
they were tied on points.
I was not at Marseille anymore. Alba's not at Marseille
who?
Anymore. Alba. Mieng.
Mm-mm.
He's in Dubai or Saudi.
Alba?
Alba.
That was Bamba.
Alba.
Bamba Dieng. Is it a different guy?
Obama Yang.
Oh, Alba. Okay.
Alba. Oba?
Oba? Oba.
Is that it?
That's it.
You have less points in the last 5 games than Ream.
Than who?
Ream.
Stade de Ream. That's my
Stade
team.
Stade de
Ream. How's RC Lens bro doing?
They're okay.
No. Back to that. What do you have to say about that?
League.
They're not in the Champions League.
Completely dodge it.
RC Lens? That's Brest you're thinking about.
Oh, Brest. Sorry.
Yeah. They're...
Lens has drawn 5 games in a row.
Yeah, that's just my team. Just the draw team.
That's my team.
The Juve of Liga. Crazy. Let's wrap this podcast up with a little conversation around Man City.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I don't even know where to start.
So... The headline today was that they had a potential victory against the Premier League in court today, where basically it all revolves around APT rules.
By the way, he's on ChatGPT right now.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's okay.
I just had to let everyone know. Why'd you have to?
You can continue.
Just
though.
Go.
Sorry, just had to let it. Have
basically, the APT rules were brought in a couple of years back when Newcastle got bought by Saudi, basically to make sure
sponsorship's
that
sponsorships in it.
It's basically sponsorship money. Yeah. You can't take too much money per season from direct sponsors.
Well, from my understanding, you can. They just have to be like, if you do take it from sponsors, they have to be paid back in like a reasonable way. So like
to do with loans and everything.
Yeah, loans.
Right?
So it's like you can't have like an unsolicited loan. Where you don't pay it back. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you loan $20 million from Qatar Airways or whatever. You have to pay it back because sometimes they don't do that. So that's like what it's about,
right?
I think.
It's the principle of a loan, isn't it?
Yeah, but, like, they don't care because the money that it gets from the search sponsors or whatever, they're okay. The company that's sponsoring the shirts or whoever it is doesn't care.
Okay.
Because they still get their residuals or however the fuck they get their money. Mm-hmm. But that's what Man City... Or whoever.
Yeah. So basically the rules are implemented last minute when Saudi took Newcastle over. Mm. So the court today, whichever fucking court it was, some tribunal, determined that those laws were kind of like unlawful, basically. And it's kind of like, not like the first step in the 115, because this doesn't really have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. But it should have some impact on the future of financial fair play and the regulations around the Premier League. And apparently in the court case, some clubs were there as witnesses. I can't tell you who they are. They were, Everton was one of them. Newcastle was another one. And Chelsea was another one. The witnesses supporting the Premier League were United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham, Brighton, and West Ham. So we should not like this rule, apparently. Anywho. Yeah, very complicated financial and law stuff that we couldn't really understand. But the TLDR is, I think, point to City.
TLDR?
Too long to read.
Yeah. The summarized version. Mm. Is that point to City? I believe. But
yeah,
this doesn't have anything to do with 115.
Yeah.
So that's the big one.
I know. I saw. I was.
But.
Because I watched Goldberg talk about. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go on.
Talk again.
Again.
He's
actually cooking up a chin. Right?
Just my boy. My boy. One of the comments was. Because Goldberg, as soon as he starts the video, he goes, Man City won a crazy court case, but it's not the 115. And then underneath is, not the 115, deletes long paragraph. Because, like, people are just like, okay, it's not what we thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if this is like the, hey, man, if we want to know how good Man City's lawyers are, this is
I know.
A good little place to start.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of them walking to court a couple
weeks
back?
Humble under God.
With like piles and piles of court documents and everything? Like, no. It's
the fact that you need to have that many lawyers. Well, I get it's a big case, but bro, the fact they have almost as many lawyers as they have fucking charges against them is like, they definitely did that
one
shit,
lawyer
bro.
Per charge.
Truly humble under God.
They definitely did that shit, bro.
For real. Truly humble. You guys
anyways.
All humble, truly humble under God.
Thug.
But do you know,
young thug?
Huh?
Is it young thug?
Yeah, you want to tell
me? Yeah.
You know that story?
No.
Oh,
the lawyer?
His lawyer just...
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Anyways.
Shout out Thugger. Free Young Thug.
Or, I don't know.
What? He probably did it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I...
Free my boy, he ain't do
just,
nothing.
I just wanted to play... Well...
He's talking to the audience.
I
just want music back in it.
Yeah, I just like Young Thug's music. Free Slime Lord.
People like Diddy's music too, but...
Well.
True.
Many. All right, let's stop, boys. Another episode of the...
Did he say 6 yard box?
I think he said real football.
I think you guys
did it. No, I didn't. You think that every single week, but
I'll listen back.
What are you gonna do if I said real football podcast?
Nothing.
Scrap the episode.
What do you want me to? I mean, I can.
If it was me, I would have edited me saying.
Well, I can put 6 yard box in there. That's easy.
I'm kidding, bro. I'm kidding. Another episode of the 6 yard box podcast done. That's 65 down, boys. Wow. I feel like we've done more. You know what I mean?
No.
65 is a
that's
lot
a
of fucking
lot.
That's
65.
A lot.
That's a lot of episodes.
That is, like, if we stay here for 2 hours at 60, that's like 120 hours.
30.
130. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the five. Anyways.
I enjoyed all the same. Anywho, international break this week.
Safe to say we're not podding next week.
Yeah, I do not think. Unless...
It is also our reading week, so we're either going to remote pod... Come with a late pod next week, or you just might have to go a week
or
without us.
We could potentially have a,
Okay, it's time to joke.
We're going to have an emergency podcast meeting when Ten Hag gets sacked.
Oh, true. What if he gets sacked? What if he gets sacked tomorrow morning, boys?
Well, then we'll do another. We'll do a special.
We'll do a special like 20 minutes.
You guys will come tomorrow.
Well, we'll be like, hey, everybody, this is Julian. Take it away. And then we'll just leave. And then we'll set the alarm for like.
Or we just make a clip or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. All right. Boys, enjoy your week watching footy. Yes, 2 weeks maybe watching footy. I know you won't. It's a national break. And everybody, this has been another episode of the 6 Yard Box podcast. And Blake, take us away.
Go Leafs, go. We out.
See ya. See ya.